He's talking about Mini Dice and how a person that represents Torah has people look at their midos. So I had a mice, and not that I fall into the category, but I had an interesting story because I have a job. So at least the job represents that. So he said, I had a very interesting story that I think falls under this category like this. This is his point. His point is that people judge Kadosh Baruch Hu by the way the midos of the people that are close to him. So I had a mice like this. I was in the, you know the story? Okay, the Torah Emes carpal line. I know you don't know the story. Okay. So I was in the Torah Emes carpal line, and I was pulling out or whatever, and the mice said someone else was coming by, and we collided. So, obviously, I assumed it was their fault. They probably assumed it was mine, whatever. Okay, it was someone from Avatar. We went home. I got a copy of the video, they have video. And I was showing it to someone, and I showed them. I said, "Whose fault do you think this is?" So he says, "What's the difference?" I said, "Well, what's the difference? Because I don't care about the damage to my car, but I think they care about the damage to their car. So if it's my fault, then I'll have to pay. If it's their fault, I'm not going to." So he said, says to me, this guy, he says, "Rabbi, that's how I talk. If it's my fault, I pay. If it's your fault, I don't pay. You're a rabbi, you can't talk to it. You have to pay regardless. Doesn't make a difference. You can't start this, my fault, your fault. This not works. You just have to pay. People are going to be annoyed at you. This, it's not a, you're going to start a fight. It's not good. You have to bring a voucher sometimes. That's it." So I was thinking about his advice. So in the end, so I called up the person. I said, "How much do you think it's going to cost to fix it?" "I don't." So I said, "Fine. So look, I don't know if I can offer it to you to pay all of it, but this is what I'm offering to pay you, and I'm sending you over a check." "Fine." So because like I deflated the whole thing, because the guy was calling out to yell at me and scream at me, and I'm like, and you know, so first of all, that was the first good part of the strategy, because like the guy couldn't be angry, so he had to take what I offered him. So fine. He calls me up a day later. I got the check in the mail, and he says, "You know, Rabbi, this is ridiculous. I'm not taking your check." He showed me. He took a picture of the ripped up check, and he sent me the picture of the check. So that was it. Thank you for so much for not making a fight about it. And that was it. That was that. So I said, this guy was right, right? You didn't make a fight about it. You come around first, and Maisa Kachav. Okay, that's story number one. Story number two. Story number two was a guy calls me up. This part you've probably heard. That was in the school year sometime. And after the summer, fine, it's Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur. Maybe it was even more than Erev Yom Kippur. A guy calls me up. And he tells me, I think I said over the story probably when we were learning about Shonus. So a guy calls me up and he says, "Rabbi, I have a good vart to tell you." "Good vart to tell me? Like, interested in your vart now, Erev Yom Kippur? Like, I have a lot better things to do than to hear your vart." But he tells me a whole vart about how the way you treat others, the way Hashem treats you, and that's why it's so important to be Mevater, Erev Yom Kippur, because this way you showed that you're Mevater, Hashem will Mevater for you. He tells me this whole vart. I'm like, "Oh, thank you so much. I'm in the middle of eating my Siddur Mafsekis, but fine, Shkoyach for the vart," and I've gone. But an hour later, another guy calls me up. He says, "Rabbi, I'm not doing Yom Kippur this year. I'm not going to shul this year." I said, "Well, I'm not going to shul this year." "So what's the point?" "What do you mean?" It says that if you have people have tainas on you, ben amochavera, and Hashem is not going to be moichel you. So I have people are angry at me, ben amochavera. I ask them for mechil, they're not being moichel me, and therefore I don't feel I'm going to shul at all. Because what's the point? So I peeked up a little bit. So I said, "What's going on? What's the fight?" Because who is it? Who's the guy that's something? Who's that guy that just called me an hour ago with this vart? So I said, okay, hold on. And I hung up on this guy. I called back that other guy. I called back the first guy. And I said, remember that vart you told me an hour ago? Yeah, it was a good vart. I said, yeah, it was a good vart. By the way, I just got a call from Pliny. That's all I said. I said, by the way, I just got a call from Pliny. So he says, okay, I'm Michalim. Now, so he said, you could call him up. I'm Michalim. He said, I'm not going to be his best friend, but I don't have a time on him. If he wants to know, I'm Michal. So he said, I'm Michalim to be his best friend. I said, no, you're not Michalim to be best friends. Just because you're Michal doesn't mean you're Michalim to be best friends. That's the whole thing of tshuva. Fine. So this beautiful story, you know, that was Zeichet to be able to be part of that, with that Vitor. Fine. So that was on Erev Kippur. Chol Moed Sukkos, I went over to a friend of mine's house in Aventura, and he makes a little mesiba in his house. So I decided to barab him to fire some of this story, because I couldn't say over the story anywhere that people may know who the people were. So I couldn't tell the story to anybody. You know, now it's many years later, so it doesn't matter. Now there's a lot more people that don't talk to each other, so you don't know, can't figure out who it is. But you know, I was afraid to say over the story then. So I was in Aventura, I could say over the story. So I said over the story how, you know, being Mavata is such a big schus. And Lemaisa, this guy was Mavater in the end, and said over the whole story. Then, right next to me, is a guy. He's like, by the way, are you the guy with the car? I said, yeah. He said, that was me. You were Mavater on me, I was Mavater on you, whatever. It was a whole thing. So when I said over that story, that guy was sitting right there, you know, and we had never met. We had never met. We just exchanged text messages or whatever, because it was his wife that was driving. I never met the person. He was standing right there. Anyway, so I think that's a good muscle when you act. Everyone's Kiddush Hashem. No one's fighting. Everyone's, you know, b'sholon. I think it's very stark a story. Because of Agra, he wraps up the section on Midos over here. Because of Agra. Kol avodas Hashem, totally b'tikun amidos. So the Goyin says a very sweeping statement. All of avodas Hashem depends on tikun amidos. V'chol ha'chatoim mushroshim b'amidos, and all of chatoim are mushrosh. Their roots are in bad midos. V'ikra chius ha'adam hu lehischazik tamid b'shviras amidos. And the way a person grows, what he has to constantly be oisek in is shviras hamidos. V'im lav. And if he's not going to be busy with shviras hamidos, lama loy chayim. Why are you living? If a person is just going to take what he was given, and that's it. So, I mean, so you're just going to have the excuse of having bad midos your whole life because you were born that way. I don't care how you were born. You're born here to change yourself. So if you're not busy with shviras hamidos, says the goyin, lama loy chayim. A pretty powerful statement from the Goyin. Because you could say, well, I'll learn all this, all that. No. You have to be oisek and shviras hamidos. V'amru, shloisha kodesh baruch hu oyavon. There are three people that Hashem loves. V'echon mehen mishenu mamid al midosav. Someone that doesn't mamid al midosav. Now, what does that literally mean? It literally means you stand on your midos. But what is it talking about? It's someone that's not willing to be mavater. Why is that called being mamid al midosav? What does that mean? That means that a nature of a person when the day they're born is not to do vitor. An animal doesn't do vitor. You don't see two cats running for the same piece of food and then one of them is like, oh yeah, even though I got there first, you could have it. Doesn't happen. It means the nature of a person, the way they're born, is not to be mevater. A person is looking for their best interest. Why would I give you over something else? So maimid al midosav means you stay with the midos that you had when you were born. You're aimed on your midos. So this is my thing. This is my rights. I'm standing on my rights and I'm not changing myself. I'm not changing. But that's not, you're supposed to be maver al midos. You're supposed to overcome your midos. the meat of a person is normally not to be mavater. V'amr shegazu tainis v'yard Rabbi Kiva lefne ateva u'miyad yardu k'shamim. So why do Rabbi Kiva zoichet k'shamim mipnei shayim mavir al midoysav? V'amr kal mavir al midoysav mavir l'ar kol pshav. We did this already before in Vitor. But the point is, that's the level of midoys. A person should be mavir on his midoys. Rav Huna b'ed Rav Yishua chalash v'nigzar lov misa. V'amr l'kadosh baruch hu hoyel v'loy mukim b'milay, since he's mavater, loy tekumu ba'day, you have to mavater for him. D'chsiv noyse avon v'oyver al pesha. Lami noise oven, who is Hashem over noise oven for Lamisha over Al Pesha, someone that's willing to be maver on their midos. Tremendous zchus in that. Okay? To be mavata, to maver on midos. And I always say over from my friend that in Lashon Kodesh, we call someone that's maver on midos of a gibor. He's a gibor kovish yitzray. So maver on midos, maver on lakal pshav, it's one of the highest levels. So in English, they also have a name for this guy. It's called a wimp. Right? No, you have to. I can't be a shmata. Can't let people run over me. What is this? You know. So he was talking about how the nature of the way the world works is not to appreciate the midah of vatranas. You know, in Torah it's one of the highest levels. V'chufas Eliyahu Rabba. It's a medrash called Chupas Eliyahu Rabba. Rav Huna braid the Rav Cholash. Rav Huna, the son of Rav, got weak. V'nimshach lo'isa oylam. He was pulled to oylam haba. Kamalil z'kamiyam. He's going back and forth. Kivin shechazar amalam banai. I got back here. I got back to the world. How was I zoche to get back to the world? Ashrei l'mishe in o'imer amidoysav. Ha'avoida. I make a shvua. Bo kitosh malach esharas v'lim dolai z'chus. There was a lot of malach esharas came and told Hashem, Shchusim for me. V'loy kiblu meya, but no one was mekabel. At sheba malach echad v'amar lam. But there was one malach that came and said, Al miyatem alamdim z'chus. Who is this guy? What's the tumult? What's the tumult in Beis Din over here? Shema zeh me'olam le'amar amidaisav. Why are you guys busy even dealing with this guy? He ever was ma'amin amidaisav. He was miyad petruni mimis alchaim. Either don't be busy with the guy, or don't be busy with him because he was mavir al midosav. Let him go. What are you busy with? V'hashel mishizoich lahavir al midosav v'makadosh Hashem al yidei zeh. Beautiful shprach. So l'maisa, we should be zoicha to work on our midos, and according to the going, keep living. You know, that's Lomo Lechaim. Okay? All right. Shkayach, Rabbi Yisai.
Shkayach.